And he said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Today's scripture comes from Matthew, chapter 18, verses 3 and 4.
Lord, give me the humble, pure, innocent heart of a child. Revive in me that childlike faith. Heavenly Father, thank you for calling me your child. You make me feel so precious and loved. Soften my heart, Lord, and I will listen to your voice today. Amen.
Today, think about how much Jesus loved the innocent children. He always welcomed them into his open arms. He always made time for them. Why do you suppose that was? He saw in the eyes of children that pure and innocent faith. They trusted him and showed it. They recognized him because of their hearts were not hardened by years of living in this world. What has gotten in the way of your childlike faith and your love for Jesus?
Today's action. In your prayer time today, ask the Lord to revive that childlike faith and love in your heart for him. And do not harden your heart today. Today's treasure is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion.
You know, I always remember a little scene in a movie. I can't tell you who starred in that movie. I can't tell you the name of the movie. I can't even tell you the whole plot. But the scene I remember is a little girl going up to her baby brother. She's growing up. And she says to her baby brother, tell me what it sounds like. I can no longer hear the voice of God. It's fading. Please tell me. Don't forget like I'm forgetting. What's gotten in between you and that childlike faith? The world? Your educated idiot box? What is it? If you want a personal revival, get back. Get back. Jesus gives us a key in verse 4. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.